On August 31, 2009, Darcy Allen Shepherd, father of three children, was killed. He died after a traffic altercation with Michael Bryant, the former Attorney General for the Government of Ontario. According to eyewitnesses, Mr. Shepherd was dragged along Bloor Street between Avenue Road and Bay by a speeding black 1995 Saab convertible driven by Mr. Bryant. The incident was caught on tape by a security camera.
I was standing by the truck and I heard these squealing tires and I saw a black convertible racing the wrong way on past our construction site, and as I looked, this car was going about 90, and I didn't know there was a guy hanging on the passenger side. But after the guy went onto the sidewalk, the guy hanging onto the car hit the mailbox, hit the road. The guy in the car ran over him with the back tires. The guy bounced, and the car sped off, and the person that he ran over was there just bleeding.
So what exactly happened? He was holding on to the side of the car. Did it look like it was a deliberate act by the driver of the car?
Oh, yeah. He meant to knock him off because apparently they had a confrontation up at the lights. But I couldn't see the guy because hanging on until he bounced off the mailbox. And the guy was going like 90 the wrong way.
So what's going through your mind?
Well, I felt sick to my stomach when I saw the guy bleeding from his head, his mouth, and I just yelled to the guys to call 911.
So Ryan, tell me what you saw.
All I saw was the car speeding up the wrong side of the road with the injured man on the driver's side of the car holding on as tight as he could, and then the driver of the car pushing up against the curb, trying to knock him off on the poles as he went down the opposite side of the road.
Then what happened?
Then he hit the mailbox, fell off of the car. I didn't see after that. All I saw was him trying to shoot up the street there. Manny saw just the rest of it. But all I saw was him trying to knock him off. And then I saw him fall off, and after that I couldn't see him because he came out of my view because I was still in the back of the truck.
Well, I was going through your mind?
I was scared, to be honest with you, for the guy. That was a pretty nasty fall for sure.
Do that.
He was yelling pretty loud and he sounded very, very angry, kind of road rage. But honestly, someone that's really, I don't think, well, there.
The car was yelling?
Yeah.
What was he yelling at? The cyclist?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
All I heard was some loud yelling and then screeching tires. That's when we turned around and the car took off down the wrong side of the road trying to go and hit him off the poles. For about probably 100 meters. He was holding on from Bay Street onto the car, up the side of the street on the curb.
Do you think that he was holding on for dear life or he was holding on trying to keep with the guy?
He was definitely holding on for dear life as soon as the guy accelerated. At first, I think he was trying to get him because he hit his bike. That was the whole thing. The guy hit him with the car on his bike, tire bent over, and then he finally just said okay and grabbed onto the car, and the guy sped off as fast as he could.
Do you think he deliberately pulled up to hit him off of the mailbox?
Oh, definitely. Definitely deliberately, because he went for 100 meters right down the curb and up onto the sidewalk.
Mr. Shepherd died of his injuries. Yesterday, however, Special Prosecutor Richard Peck dropped all charges against Michael Bryant, citing a lack of evidence that would not lead to a conviction. Mr. Peck said that if the prosecution determines there is no reasonable prospect of conviction, then the charge must be withdrawn. Mr. Peck said the case fell short of that standard. Mr. Bryant will not be facing trial for the death of Mr. Shepherd. Mr. Bryant held a press conference immediately after Mr. Peck's decision.
There, but for the grace of God, go I. These were the words that I heard again and again from people. And grace is what they brought me and my family, reminding us all of the humanity, the faith that humanity deserves. Thank you to those people, many of whom I had never met before, who took the time to send letters and emails and Facebook messages, to those who took the time to stop me on the street or the subway to bolster my spirits. Thanks also for the wordless expressions of compassion, the countless pats on the back, and the knowing look on an elevator. You find out who your friends are when tragedy strikes, and it was a good find for me. I'm blessed with the best friends and parents and siblings and in-laws imaginable. They came from grace like a stretcher to gather us up, my family and I. It seems so insufficient to say to all these people but two words, thank you, but it's all I've got. Thank you. My wife, Susan Abramovich, was not only married to a suddenly unemployed and criminally indicted husband, she was also the passenger in that car the night of our 12th wedding anniversary. She lived those horrible 28 seconds. Then she had to jump to the rescue in the hours that followed, go back to work the very next day, and put up with a broken Bryant for a long while thereafter. How do you thank your wife for all that? Well, you do. Thank you. As for the justice system, I now have a unique perspective from its highest pedestal as Attorney General to its pillory, a defendant cuffed in the back of a squad car, accused of two very serious offenses involving the tragic death of a man. In Canada, when a politician who appointed judges and prosecutors becomes a suspect for a potential homicide, the justice system bends over backwards to avoid the appearance of impropriety. That's what happened here. Our system can bend in no other direction. It cannot, and it did not. Nobody is above the law, to be sure, but no one's below the law either. So the police and prosecution did their job as independently and meticulously as possible. What I will never forget for the rest of my life is the unnecessary tragedy of that night. A young man is dead, and for his family and friends, that remains the searing memory. To them, I express my sympathies and sincere condolences. I have grieved that loss, and I always will. This has turned out to be a tale about addiction, mental health, an independent justice system, a tragic death, and a couple out on their wedding anniversary driving home with the top down. It is not a morality play about bikes versus cars, couriers versus drivers, or one about class, privilege, or politics. It's just about how in 28 seconds, everything can change. And thereafter, time marches on. And so will I.